I almost don't remember stabbing her, or any of them. What led to that is still a blur. I just remember holding on to the knife and seeing it in her stomach as the blood turned her white jumper a beautiful crimson.
That was frigging great! Rick snorted between laughs. Akamu high-fived him. I feel like I'm 25 again. Man, I miss getting shot at. Did you see their faces? Those crazy gangbangers. They got beaten by two old men, a butler, and an English lady. They'll never live it down.
Rick could barely get the words out. He was laughing so hard.
What about me? Asked Charlie.
Rick stared at him.
What about you?
But your experiences, Theo prompted.
Oh, yes, the atmosphere, it doesn't feel right sometimes. It gets cold in here, even with the heating on. Doors slam in the night, things move, stuff like that.
You've actually seen them being moved? Ness queried. A burst of nervous laughter escaped Barbara.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to cope with that. They're just, you know, not where I know I've put them.
I didn't let on at first, of course. Thought I'd see how the land lay. But when this suited bit of a kid started asking the most rude and personal questions, well, I'm afraid I saw red. I had a damn good try at fetching his eye out, and I'd have had it clean out of its socket if he hadn't pressed one of them alarm buttons and had half the police station running in to help. I can tell you, I was quite pleased with the mess I made. I'm not as young as I used to be.
So, are you and Uncle Dave, like...
She let the sentence trail off and grinned at me.
Like what? You know,
doing it.
I felt blood rush to my face.
What? No, of course not. Gross. Nope.
She lifted her hands up.
Hey, you know, okay, God, you just look like a couple and that.
Well, we're not, at all. I mean, no way.
Anyway, you're only 13. Aren't you a little young for this sort of conversation? I'm a teenager, Stella. I've had boyfriends, you know.
She caught herself.
Don't tell Mum, though.
Ah, bonjour, Olivia. How are you?
She greets me with a kiss on both cheeks.
Bien, merci. Et tu?
Très bien, merci. Jusqu'à quand restez-vous ici?
She has just asked me how long I will be staying here, and my mind races to recall the correct reply in French. Suddenly, I'm back at high school, fearing ridicule and admonishment from my French teacher if I get it wrong. Madame Beaumont is smiling and nodding her head encouragingly, but my brain remains empty. Pendant deux semaines, I say triumphantly. It's almost 2.5 weeks, really, but I don't know how to say that in French.
Bien joué,
she says, clapping her hands together.
You see, you can do it.